This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When he said little big girls, do you think he's talking about heavy set little girls?
Yeah, I think so. Great big fat girls. Little big fat girl.
this is such a great song, man.
It is, but the music don't match. It's not scary.
Well, it's kinda, the lyrics are.
It's kind of fun. Like, oh, okay.
Well, I don't think Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs were trying to.
I like Little Red Riding Hood.
Really trying to.
That's the name of the group,
good.
The Pharaohs?
Yeah. It's Pharaoh Cooper.
Munch. Others?
I can't think of any other pharaohs.
Cooper, I mean, and Munch.
Probably some Egyptians in there. Sam the Sham, though, he was not to be trusted. He was a con artist.
Apparently.
Better not hang up. I told you. You sit your ass.
Good choice. This is fun.
Thank you. I don't hate them, but like the traditional Halloween music, it's like, all right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you hear it a lot. You don't hear these as much.
Yeah.
Everybody Monster Mashed all out already. Plus, it's hard to top Mike Tyson's Monster Mash.
And I don't like the way everybody thinks that ever, because the weekend's over, that Halloween's done. Like, I've seen this, yeah. Like, oh, I'm over Halloween. Like, butthole? It ain't even here yet. Right?
That's when it should be starting this coming weekend. That's when they should have done all this stuff.
It's after, though.
Is it?
One day.
Well, I look. An alcoholic's going to drink both weekends. It don't matter.
Hell yeah.
Some of y'all with you two or three different costumes. My Lord.
I don't like when how you skip Thanksgiving either.
I had half a costume on. From behind, I looked like I was wearing normal clothes.
You know, you got multiple years out of the same one. That's just how it works.
Plastic pants that tied around my leg. It wasn't even full pair of pants.
I don't know how many times I've worn that Little Red Riding Hood outfit.
You had to be what was on sale from last year, if it's not popular this year.
Yeah. I might bring that since I didn't get a new one because nobody wanted to dress up in this room.
Well, some of my favorite costumes from my childhood are no longer politically correct, so what of it? Hey, I wanted to be Mr. T, and my mama let me be Mr. T. She made the costume for me.
She did.
Yep, she got me a bald cap.
Look at this fool trying to be me.
She got a piece of, she went to Pledge's Fabrics. She got a piece of black fur and made me a mohawk on top of
it. Nice.
And I had little pirate earrings and a bunch of like dookie ropes on.
Well, he had a feather, right? He had a feather somewhere.
He had a feather like in a little tendril or something hanging down of his.
I know you did the voice too. You had to have done the voice back then.
Hey, fool. Pity the fool.
Pity the fool.
Look at me, fool.
I'm little Matthew.
I hate flying, fool.
That's cute.
Hey, it's Conway Twitty. Look who's outside. It's little Matthew's Mr. T.
You couldn't be. You couldn't be me, could you?
It's the All Advice Show. 1-800-774-0093. They're all anonymous, fat boys, so you pick.
Let's do line one.
Line one is anonymous.
Numero el uno.
Anonymous needing advice. Well, that really is all of you, but do you hear my voice right now?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. I just make sure we's live. Yeah, yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah,
what's up?
How's it going?
Good. You ready for Halloween or are you over it?
Can I be both?
Yeah.
I'm ready to see the little kids in costumes, but I'm also, I could be over it.
Right. That means you've had your fun and now you'll give out candy. I get it.
Exactly.
All right. Says here you've got something to ask about your work. What does that mean?
Yeah, so I have been at a new restaurant for a couple of months now, and it's pretty bad there. I kind of feel like I need to blow the whistle on some pretty egregious health issues.
Well, let's not say absolutely.
I knew you'd do that.
Well, I want to keep my job.
I want people to suffer the wrath.
But you have to understand, though, had situations. That's how I got to know Rick Irwin, actually. Was when somebody called in like 15, 16 years ago, ransacked the business, talking crap.
Yep.
And then we find out that person hadn't worked there in a while and they were disgruntled and they called in and talked mess that was not true. I'm not saying that about you, but let's just not say the name.
He let you cut his tie off.
Well,
that tie costs hundreds of dollars.
I know. What a nice man.
He just let you cut it.
I made a pocket square out of it. I needed one.
That's how good of a dude he is.
He's a very nice guy. He's giving. He's loving. He's considerate. But what are the things? Like, are you a server or?
I'm a manager. I've been in the restaurant industry for, I don't know, 10 years. I've served, I've bartended, and now I've moved kind of into management.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. So I've seen, I've been in big places, small places. I've been kind of around the restaurant industry, and there are some things you can kind of get away with and kind of skirt around, and this place kind of takes all that stuff pretty far.
Are we talking cleanliness? Because this is going to peeve me out, man.
I mean, like, food storage is a big one where they just don't care about making sure things stay closed or stay cold. There is definitely some cleanliness issues, but it's not like bugs and rats running around. It's just kind of gross places. Nowhere where you can see. Like, that's the kind of other weird thing about it, is it's a higher end restaurant. Like, it's a nicer place. But if you kind of peel back the curtain a little bit, it's not great.
So nobody suffered any kind of, like, sickness?
No one's gotten sick or anything, which is amazing, but also is kind of what makes me pause and say, well, does it matter if some things aren't done right, if it hasn't affected anyone?
Would you want to eat there yourself?
That's a great...
No.
Oh,
no.
See, that's the tell.
Don't they all say no, though?
No.
No?
And it's usually because, like, well,
I've definitely worked in restaurants where I would bring my family if I wasn't working, but I don't...
Well,
you
cook your own,
here.
At least.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I worked at a restaurant where I would go and cook my own because I didn't like... I didn't care for the cleanliness of the person who was working the grill that night. I'll be honest, yeah. True. But, it's this... Now, again, please, I don't even want you to say the city, because we all over now, so it doesn't matter where it's at. I just don't want any problems from this, but is this one of those... You said it's a larger, you know, a nicer restaurant. Is this one of those restaurants around that's owned by a big out-of-town conglomeration and they don't step foot in our town? Or they're to your town?
No, so this is kind of where the conundrum comes in. The owners, they opened this place in, I don't know, like the 50s, I think. They've long since retired. They've passed the day-to-day stuff off to somebody else entirely. So they're not at fault. Like, they probably don't even realize how bad it is. They just sort of get the checks. They don't come down to the restaurant very often. But when they do, they're lovely people.
Yeah.
And this is their only source of income. And I feel like if I blow the place up, and I mean, I'm not trying to blow the place. I mean, if
let's
call the authorities on the place, then they lose their income. And I don't want to put this retired couple out on the street.
What about, like, as far as you go? Like,
car manufacturer?
Oh, no. Like, being a whistleblower, is that going to follow you around if you try to go somewhere else?
I don't think so.
So,
I have enough experience. I can just leave this off my resume when I need to go find someplace else.
That's a good thing about people in restaurants. Like, yeah. It doesn't necessarily matter the style of food. It's just kind of the infrastructure of a restaurant kind of applies to all restaurants, essentially.
So, So how about this? Your closers every night, why don't you administrate, since you're in management, something like, these are your new duties to check this and make sure it's clean. And that you observed this and put it in writing.
Like, you're the manager.
Put it in writing and go, this is not the standards that this restaurant. I mean, because if I was a manager, I want my name to be on something that's clean and you're not going to make people sick and you're going to make sure that the tables are wiped down and you're going to make sure that the dishes are clean, et cetera, and the food is properly stored.
Yeah. So, like, is that.
And the bathrooms
are. Have you. Obviously, well, I'm not saying obviously. You're not the head. Guy,
you're not remotely.
Okay, so have you voiced your concern?
I'm like a shift manager.
Hey, watch your mouth, buddy. Oh, shift. Okay. Yeah. So have
I thought he said it too.
Have you said to your guy, "Hey, look, man, this stuff right here is not good," and he's brushed it to the side, ignored you?
So I've had, when I came in, I kind of had my own standards, and I did try to sort of set a standard, and I had another more senior manager tell me I was making it take too long and he wanted to go home at the end of the night.
Oh man. Mm. Yeah. Then you look like you're a troublemaker.
Right.
Really uh-huh. Do. Yep.
But don't you think this stuff kind
or a try hard or you know, whatever, like it wasn't a great feeling and it didn't make me feel like I could really push the issue.
For sure.
I feel like you got to kind of It sucks to say it, but maybe let it go, because it seems like word of mouth really kills this instantly. Like, it travels a lot faster than, like, if he goes and tells the authorities, like, then what? Like, you're implicated. Like, it's all a paper trail at that point. It's, you got unwanted heat and attention on yourself.
Or you have to wonder, too, and I mean, I don't know where you work, don't want any innuendos to it, but if they've been in business since the 50s, that's 70 damn years. They're already paying off the health department.
Oh, geez.
I mean, oh, I'm saying, gosh. They got somebody on the inside already. They're just going to go back to your boss and say, hey, Tony, and I hope to God that's not your name, but so-and-so, you know what I mean? Like, what a tricky situation. As long as nobody's, you know, I mean, you can only do with what you're to do in your position, and you've voiced your concern, and as long as no one's getting sick
yet.
But then again, maybe he does report it. You get a lot of chances to get that A on the window. They really give you a lot of chances to correct it.
See, I've heard you can buy those too. I've really heard
man
that.
I hope not. I really don't.
Think about true. It. We used to have to get your cars inspected in South Carolina. Do you know anybody that ever really got the full inspection or
no.
They go buy a sticker? I know.
Slide the guy a 20 and he gives you a sticker.
Exactly. Exactly. I think it's nice that you care. Yeah. I think you should like find somebody like-minded and start a restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
For real.
Do your
I mean,
own
I know
thing,
that's
man.
Not easy, but it's got to suck when you have an idea of what you want to do and people don't want to play along and want to do it the cheap way. But
I know we're a whistleblowing society, so to speak, but that really is clear cut 50-50. Like, nobody comes away unscathed from it.
Right.
I guess Snowden's the best example. That's a grand, you know, scale, but still.
Yeah. You don't want to go live in Russia, man.
Uh-uh. Oh, heck no.
You don't want to.
Or anywhere out of the southeast at this
point. Kind of like the cold.
Right.
You don't want to serve in the gulag.
Hey, I was going to say put him on hold. I want him to tell us, but I don't want to even know now.
I don't either.
Somebody will ask me, and then they'll tell somebody.
I'll assume it's a place I can't get into because of my shorts.
Probably.
And they
so.
Probably have a dress code.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yes, that is true.
Okay.
Well, hey,
goodbye.
All right. I'm good.
Thank you, sir. If we have any other, you keep listening. If any other restaurateurs, managers, whatnot, call in. We'll you'll hear it, okay?
Cool.
All right, thanks. Yeah,
I already got you. The dropping your calls? No.
I mean, don't you think as long as, like, no one's... See, here I am, the germaphobe, kind of arguing against him. He shouldn't put his job on the line for it. If it's that bad and he really, like, maybe look, go somewhere else. If he can't...
I just think that if it were me, I'd definitely say something because there's kids in there eating.
Plus, it's me.
Maybe just, this is a strip club. You don't know that.
Well, we don't care. Well, we don't know. You're right, but what, still. No.
Can't wear shorts in there, so.
Uh-uh.
Thinking out loud, if this place is that old, and some of the stuff just going to be, I don't want to say unsanitary, but like just a lot of old stuff. It's going to be hard to
probably so
keep clean, or they might have, you know, looked to him as unsanitary.
Yeah. Like their menu board is like yellow. You've seen those before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We will, you want to break here?
Yeah. We should.
All right. 1-800-774-0093. Already got.
I don't want to.
Many more on hold. If you've got any advice toward that, or you got some of your own you need some advice about. 1-800-774-0093. Morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys morning.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know, nobody likes to know it all. And I didn't think that guy was being a know it all. He just.
No.
I think with.
He knows what he knows, though.
Food and cleanliness and stuff, you know certain ways that are done, but also everybody's kitchen's different, you know? I had a, well, let's not get too specific, but I had a family member's house I would not eat at
Yeah, that's a lot.
Older person, much older, long time ago. They're dead now, if anyone's listening.
Well, that's what makes sense because, you know, older people cleaned a lot different than what you would clean now. And
either
it would,
way good or not at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not as sanitary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't blame you there. But, you know, some places get called out and it just cycles out pretty quick. Because, you know, these health reports are public. As far as what restaurants they go to, what letters they got or didn't get.
Yeah, you told me about one that shocked me.
And you know what? Nobody talks about it now because it literally cycled out in 24 hours. Out of sight, out of mind.
I was not listening when he said this. Was it off the air?
Yeah, I'll write it down for you too. It's just, but you know what? It's just, it's gone though. Yeah. The place is still there, but the story's gone.
Yeah.
And who researches
that? Was it, and it was real?
It was a chain.
Yeah, it's the place location. That I stopped going there because it doesn't make me feel good, and he told me why.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but, you know, public knowledge, so that's why the guy's got to axe himself, if you will. Is it worth all that?
I will, thank you. 1-800-774-0093. Where should we go now?
You'll talk Nate?
Nate.
Nate?
Smoke weed every day.
What's up, Nate?
Hey, what's up?
How much? How you?
So, I did heard this other guy talk about his restaurant, and it made me want to talk about mine. So, in the ministry for 15 years. What? I have a problem with, like, cleanliness, and, like, the practices aren't there, and it feels very, you know, discouraging. But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, if you want to be, you know, see some change in the restaurant and you want to see it thrive, be this cleanly restaurant, you know, you got to be the example. You got to set the bar. I'm also a manager at a restaurant. And, you know, that's something we have to push every day. We have to be health inspection ready every single day, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's.
But if you go to your boss and he doesn't give a crap, like, you know, like, what would you do at that point other than look for somewhere else to work maybe or?
I mean, it really just depends on the person. Yeah. For me, I can only speak for myself. I had a boss that was just like, I don't really care, whatever. I personally would just be like, you know what? You know, that's not me. You know, well, if you don't care, well, someone's got to care, and I'm gonna push this stuff to where my restaurant thrives.
Right.
You know. And actually has those cleaning practices in place. So when the health inspector does decide to show up, that we are prepared and that we do have an A on the door. And someone from above him notices that and wonders how that came to be. And they go, oh, well, it looks like Nate, you know, cares enough. Maybe he should be the boss here.
You know, it's your phone sucks. You know, it's a good point you make, though, Nate, is that people in it's got to be one of those generational things, but it's like when you work somewhere, you realize you don't own the place, but you want it to thrive and do well so you will keep your job. You almost like to have a pride of ownership over something you don't own because you want your restaurant or tool supply store or whatever it is to thrive.
But you wouldn't want to be working anywhere where you're not doing your best, though.
Well, I've done it for 21 years. Okay.
You know what sucks about that
is
that's
not what I meant.
It goes unrecognized until you get there like 30 years and they're like, you know what? Here's a watch.
Kick you in the butt. Yeah. Your computer just took your job. That's hard times.
Like, it sucks to have some ownership in something you don't have much equity in. But,
you know, it's not like a kitchen at home where you're like a little mold never hurt anyone or, you know, so it fell on the floor. You can't have those kind of standards. This is food prep for people.
Well, if you drop food on your own floor at home, are you going to?
I'm going to throw it away.
Dog's going to get it before I can bend over.
Oh. That's true at my house. You better move.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Nate, thank you, sir. You have a good morning.
Hey, you too, sir.
All right. Thank you more.
Thank you, thank you the most. But, you know, to his point, if you're the one guy, you got to be in that position to where people are going to look at you and the change is going to take effect. I can't be a server and say, guys, we really need to step it up here, because they're going to be like, okay. They'll do the handshaking motion, you know. Like, don't listen to that guy. No. It's got to be somebody in a position of power to want to have the you know, the will to, hey guys, let's do better and clean it up. And
hey, but yeah, you don't want just a pep rally and then it go back to the same bullcrap.
Yeah, we're talking about an industry too where a lot of the managers are overworked and they spend most of their time, if they're not working, trying to, you know,
bang
the wait staff. So
that's true. I've seen
at a restaurant, everybody's pretty much overworked because you don't know what your customers are going to be. Some days it's everybody all at once.
This text. Do you guys realize that 7 out of 10 servers in restaurants are drug addicts? What an absurd text.
Stop.
That is like, what are you basing that on? Like, that's not documented, like, facts. There ain't no way.
It's got to be close, right?
Well, I mean, if you consider everything that's literally a drug, maybe, like coffee and tobacco or
purple drink,
purple drink.
You on that tuss?
I've worked at restaurants, and I know how it is. And you just got to, you know, you just have to treat people better than you probably treat yourself at home.
I wash dishes.
Did it bother you wearing shorts and pantyhose, though? Fat boy, you were saying
Hooters?
No, never.
I mean, I wash dishes at one for a week.
My legs would stay cold, I think.
Stop. They're nice to me.
Oh, Lord.
That guy's not going to. He'll stay where he's at.
Well, I mean.
Look, it's not a bad thing to take the safe option. He might have to. He's got too much to lose.
Yeah. And plus, like, okay, grass is greener. You're going to go somewhere else. They may not care either. That's why you just got to work at it till you can open up your own and then do your own choices and ethics.
With that kind of stuff, it's like I never complain at a restaurant because I think that if you have something sent back, it's going to be spit on.
Maybe that's why I send it back.
Tell my mom that because I tell her that. Like, if you send it back, they're going to drop it on the floor, put it down the front of their pants. I've seen waiting. I know.
Yeah, they're going
to
smack it with a
special. That was a documentary. Y'all don't realize. It really was.
And I think things in restaurants should change.
Maybe I'm such a glutton, and that's why I want to send it back to the kitchen. I want you to put some extra flavor on this steak, Betty.
Don't you ever say that.
I heard
that.
The chef puts it down in front of his pants just to send it back.
Don't you ever tell him that.
Can you tell him to put it down the back of his pants this time?
Please.
I want something spicy tonight.
Tell him to take a seat. Take a load off if he
needs to. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Paige, what is up in the Plex? We're going to pause the All Advice show for a moment.
Yeah, we're going to have fun. We're going to talk about which Halloween costume is more popular this year.
I don't know what to guess. Usually you have like a feel for what is, but it's not Harley Quinn anymore, is it? Maybe. I forgot about the movie. Maybe it is. I was thinking like 5-6 years ago.
I don't know how people can say this other than how they do everything else. Like the latest fashion trends. Like whose trends? Yeah. How have they already decided ain't Halloween yet? These are going to be the top. Like the spirit of Halloween, are they running telling everybody?
Maybe.
Who they buying? I think I read the other day, though, and I'm not making a joke, that it was going to be you're dressed as Trump working at McDonald's. Like, that was supposed to be one of the big things.
Salt the fries.
Paige is going to be a Kamala. That the Ugandan giant from wrestling.
She's going to draw moons on her boobs?
Yep. That's going to be the look she's going to go after.
You're going to feel like you're walking on the moon. You see those suckers coming.
Oh, stop. Not that fat.
Oh, God.
Fat in the chest. Yeah. It's a compliment. I am, too.
Yeah, I'm really thin in the butt. It's true. Yeah, it's incredible. I could reshape my body. It'd be awesome. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into some headlines with Paige right after this. Good morning, everybody.
What's up, guys? It's Hardy here. When I'm in town, I'm listening to the Crazy Rise Guys.
Love where the sign goes.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Very exciting.
It is exciting.
The guy emailed back. He will be on shortly after the top of the hour.
Ooh. Yeah, boy.
He's in an All Advice show today. He's in a new relationship, and she's doing something that he thinks might be a fetish, and he doesn't know how to tell her he don't like this. Or should he learn to like it? It's an interesting question. Yeah.
I can't wait to hear this.
If he don't call now,
I'm gonna find him.
I'm going to give out his phone number.
Okay, so I've got
some scam artists.
I've got the top costumes this year according to Google searches. So the top costume of all is a shrunken head Bob from Beetlejuice. People love
that. It's creepy looking. Because he's got like a normal big body, but he's got the little head.
What are you looking out of your chest? Is that how you see it? I mean, how you see out? I mean, you can't physically shrink your own head.
Yeah, I don't know.
No. I wouldn't like that. Nobody would know who you were.
I don't like the ones you gotta, like, it's hard to explain. You're the prop.
You're playing like the head that the monster's holding or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. I saw a guy who made one with a box and like his head's in the box. But
what's in the box? It's my head.
But the rest of the body is like, you know, where his head's supposed to be. And
it's got to be something where if you have to take an emergency bathroom visit, you can get out of fairly
absolutely.
Quick.
Now, I've worn an outfit where I couldn't go to the bathroom.
I know how you ladies, when you wear those jumpers, you got to get butt naked to go to the bathroom.
I wore...
But you should anyway, to be honest.
I had someone sew like a Playboy costume for me one time, and it was like really tight on and zipped up.
Go on.
Button shot across the room, killed somebody.
So I didn't go to the bathroom in that thing because I probably couldn't zip myself back up.
Oh, I got you.
Just you held it all night?
Yeah. It was the worst idea I ever had.
So you jaundice, I heard.
I'd be afraid to, you know, squeeze one off, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Fart.
Right.
I don't ever have the fear of farting.
Oh, I wouldn't. I always
do.
Because some situations you're like, this would be hilarious.
Or when you think you're alone or you know, you go around the corner here at work or whatever, and oh, no one's here yet. And then you go around that corner and someone's right there.
Oh, they get a whiff?
Yeah, and I can't blame it on my shoes squeaking anymore because they carpeted the whole damn building.
Oh, yeah.
If I go into the bathroom and I know somebody's in there, like they follow behind, I'm like.
Do you apologize?
No, I'm like, I don't go because this person's going to want to talk the entire time.
Really?
Yep.
That is uncouth.
That's why I don't talk in the bathroom.
Uh-uh.
I mean, some people here just, that is your time.
I wish we had carpet in the bathroom, if I'm being honest.
I would talk to the women in the women's room if I was in the bathroom, but it's weird to have a conversation with another man when you're holding yourself in your hand.
I have said to someone, I go, oh, who's next to me? Because I don't want to be rude, you know, because sometimes they may not want to speak to you.
Well, it's got to be like the confession booth. You can't ask.
I really wish we had co-ed bathrooms. How much fun that would be.
I think it would keep us less divided as genders.
It would.
I'm so glad we don't.
Depending on if I knew Paige had to go to the bathroom, I would try to go blow it up on purpose.
I'm sure you would.
I would rush in there.
And you pee on the seat. And so
he sits down to pee. That's impossible.
I reverse cow pee.
He does.
I really do because I saw that on a video.
Yeah.
Guy was in prison. He's like, his cellmate was in there for life. He said, if you got to pee, you got to sit down reverse. He said, why? He said, you know, because this is my house.
I know certain boys.
I'm never getting out. It's going to be, I don't want pee everywhere.
That do not lift the seat when they pee. And that is not cool.
You're supposed to lift it.
Yeah, even if you're a marksman, you're supposed to.
You lift it and smell it while you go, while you lift it.
Thank God you're not.
I'm a skid marksman, actually.
All right, so there are
one
other.
Shot.
They're not to move on, but, you know, people bathroom talk. They might not like that.
Yeah.
What's new?
Yeah. All right, so which costume is more popular this year, the Trump or Kamala?
I mean, think that's an easy answer.
Yeah, it's obvious, right?
Not everybody can be Kamala.
That's true.
Is it Kamala or Kamala?
I say Kamala.
All right, so the election is next week, and Halloween is this Thursday, so there's a lot on our plates.
There's really not that much difference between the 2 days. Is it going to be a trick or treat? Oh, boy.
Can we have a trade-off?
Are we going to have 8 crazy nights of non-election results, like Hanukkah?
It might go that far.
It's going to be Votica.
Chinooka. It might go that far.
I saw something absolutely absurd, and I'm misinforming now, maybe. But I saw it this morning, so tell me if I'm wrong. Did they really go and burn ballot boxes?
That happened in a couple places.
That's just crazy.
I want to say, was it Vancouver and Portland that it happened? But why do you have a ballot box out there for...
No crap.
Unattended.
Like, why is it... Somebody's just going to go plop their vote...
I don't like early voting. I don't know what it is.
As long as it's the... You're not... I don't... think voting by mail is the safest, smartest.
Okay, that's where I am. I'll take it back. Early voting, I don't mind, but the absentee
ballot. Print out and scan in, I'm fine with that. I felt no worry with that. It didn't smell cool like a Scantron, though.
So they, in this study of over 6,000 people.
It's a lot.
They asked, have you ever dressed as a politician? 8% of Americans have dressed up as a political figure for Halloween before. And at least 13% of us know someone who's going as a politician this year.
But that's just wearing the mask, right? You'd have to explain who it was.
Well, I mean,
if there's no mask.
That's true. That one year, I thought Fatboy was supposed to be the Iron Sheik, and he was the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
And more people are dressing as Trump than Kamala.
Yeah.
But it's close. 6% know someone who's planning to be a Donald Trump, and 5% know someone who's dressing as a Kamala Harris. And 3% say the same about Joe Biden.
You're just trying to like start a conversation at that point, right? Not really trying to be divisive, but you're like, you want somebody to talk to you about it.
And you can also tell by the dignification of the costume if you support that person or you're trying to make a joke of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
And even if you go as a VP, would you know who Tim Walz, what that costume would be, or a J.D. Vance?
I would think it was Newt Gingrich with a buzz cut. You would have to explain to me who it was.
True. You'd have to be like carrying around like tampons into little boys' rooms for me to realize that's who you are.
Oh, my God.
Who are you supposed to be? Well, if you were in prison right now, I'd let you get a sex change for free. Any guesses now? Jesus Christ.
All right, then.
Rock the vote.
I got a snort with that. Thank you.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's... Do I have time?
No.
All right, well, I'll you gave me the look. Not. And those are your eyes, guys.
He didn't even give you the finger that time. He just gave you the look.
He gave me the wicked eye.
Yeah, it's kind of like at you sideways.
Don't even.
Like you're.
Make it weak at her.
Like you're a roast beef sandwich, which I'm afraid to grab because what if that's on the string too? What if it's the same kids that got me with the wallet trying to get me with food?
It's on the grill. You're like on some prank video that people probably never saw.
But it wouldn't be good because you'd always get me. I'm like, oh, that's not fun. They get the same fat guy again.
But how many times you bend over and try to get it before you realized it wasn't blowing in the wind?
You know what I did? Legit. Now, when I saw one that was not on a string, I put my foot on it first.
Oh, no, you're smart.
Just to make sure.
Yeah.
And then you, but it's hard to bend over with your foot still on it. Like, you can't move it and then bend over. They'll take it still. It's really some PTSD from it, to be honest
with you. Bless your heart.
Yeah, it's been true. I'm the same way. I don't pick up religious tracts anymore.
No, because there's a $20 bill.
Yep.
Nope. Come on. The fact that you bend over to pick this up shows us how much you need to come to our congregation.
But don't you think like more people bend over, say, oh my God, there's a 20, bend over, find out it's an invitation to church, and then take the Lord's name in vain, probably. It probably isn't doing its job. I'd say don't do those.
Want the other half of this 20? Come see us Sunday.
Yeah. There you go. Start doing like a kneel deal with people to go to church. All right. All right. Thank you, Paige. Fatboy, you ready?
Because
we got his number. We'll get him on hold. He's in a newer relationship. And you know, when you start laying down with each other, certain people have moves and things that they may. You don't normally just say, hey, you like this? You maybe go at it and then, you can tell by the body language or whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how he can clean it up. If he does.
This can totally be, like, this isn't dirty. It's not dirty at all, I don't think.
Yeah.
I truly don't.
There's only a couple things you have to ask for, right? Like, ahead of time, just to make plans for.
Yeah. Well, permission.
Yeah, the other stuff, you just kind of, like, try to see if it works, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that what the ladies want, for you to take over?
Well, certain things they say they need 24-hour notice on. Regardless,
why do you need a whole day?
I don't know. I mean, I've never prepared for that.
Because in a day, something's going to happen. I can understand like 12 hours, you know.
I know, like a whole day? Well, good Lord.
How about you call me immediately after? Give it an hour.
I'll catch you fresh out of the shower. 1-800-774-0093. It's the All Advice Show. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.